Brilliance of Ramadan, 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 brilliance of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hand with him on the day of judgment. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا حبیب اللہ. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn ilm al-deen, to spend a moment in learning ilm-e-deen is better than the nafli ibadat of 24 hours. The topic which we are going to discuss today is very vital, very important, and it is huququl ibad, the rights of the people, the creation. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports this hadith mubarakah, that on the day of judgment, you will definitely hand over the rights to the rightful people, to the extent that revenge would be taken from the goat which has horn, for that goat which does not have horns. In the last part of this hadith mubarakah, it is mentioned that a goat which has horns will be brought to give account, or the revenge would be taken from it because it violated the rights of that goat which does not have horns. It has stabbed that goat which does not have horns. Allama Abu Zakariya Yahya bin Sharaf Nawawi alayhi rahmatullah al-qawi writes in the commentary of this hadith mubarakah that in this hadith mubarakah there is clear explanation that on the day of judgment, the animals would be revived, like the duty-bound human beings would be revived. Similarly, children, mad people, and those who did not receive the da'wat of Islam, they would also be revived. And there are proofs on it from Quran and from Ahadith-e-Mubarakah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, when the wild animals would be gathered. Ulama ikram say that on the day of judgment, the hashr and the gathering of animals is not really for sawab, reward, or for punishment. And what is mentioned that revenge would be taken from the goat which has horns for the goats which does not have horns. This is not the way human beings would be rewarded or would be punished, because animals are not mukallaf of Sharia, not duty bound to follow the rules of Sharia. And this revenge would be suratan, means just apparently, not in reality. And after, when everything is balanced between the animals, they all would be turned to sand. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, in the beginning of this Hadith-e-Mubarakah, it is mentioned very clearly that hukuk must be delivered, rights must be delivered. And to violate anybody's right is zulm. And on the day of judgment, zalim, the violator, would be brought to justice. And he must fulfill the right of the person that he has violated in this dunya. Mostly people do not understand how important this matter is, the hukuk al-ibad issue, whereas it is very sensitive and very serious matter. It is mentioned in Hadith-e-Mubarakah that beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam once asked Sahaba Ikram, do you know who is most poor person, who is the biggest destitute? Sahaba Ikram said, the one who does not have dirham or dinar or digar kinds of wealth, he is muflis, he is poor. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in my ummat, the greatest poor person is that who will come in the field of hashr on the day of judgment with the namaz, with roza, with hajj, with zakat, etc. But his condition is such that in the dunya, he insulted someone, he used vulgar language against someone, he made false accusation against someone, he consumed someone's wealth, he shed someone's blood. So all these people will come and demand their rights. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill the rights of all these rightful people from his good deeds. And the time will come that his good deeds are finished, but there are still people standing who are demanding their rights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order that take the sins of these people and put those sins in his account and let him carry the sins of all these people. So he will be carrying the sins of other people in Maidan-e-Mahshar in front of everyone. And then he will be thrown in the hellfire. Mufassir Shahir, Muhaddith Kabir, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi says, if you have not fulfilled the right of people in the dunya, then definitely you will have to pay that in the akhirah. In the dunya, you will fulfill the rights with maal, with money. And in the akhirat, you have to fulfill the rights of people with a'mal, with your deeds. So it is better to solve this issue here in the dunya. Pay the rights of the people in the dunya. Otherwise, you will regret on the day of judgment. A very famous tabi'i, Hazrat Sayyidina Wahb bin Munabbih radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that a person, a young man from Bani Israel, made tawbah from his sins. He repented. And he continued worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 70 years. He would fast during the day, and in the night he would stay up and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never ate any delicious food, never sat under the shade of any tree. And when he passed away, one of his friends saw him in the dream and asked him, "Ma fa'ala Allahu bika?" How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with you? He answered, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took my account. I went through accountability of my life. Then all sins were forgiven. But a small piece of wood, which I used as toothpick without the permission of the owner of that wood, and that remained to be forgiven, and I was stopped to enter paradise because of that, because that was the haq of human being, a person, which was not fulfilled in the dunya, and in the akhirah, how big problem it became." Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi saw an apple floating on the water in a canal, in a river. He picked that up and ate that apple. But he became very worried after eating because a thought came into his mind that he has eaten without the permission of the owner of this apple. So he started walking to find the owner. And he reached a farm or a garden where there were trees of apple. And he came to know that the owner of this garden is a woman. And Hazrat Ibrahim Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh reached to that woman and asked her forgiveness for eating the apple without her permission. She said, "This apple and this garden is common between me and my husband, because he is shareholder in this garden. So I can forgive my right, but I cannot forgive the right of my husband. And he is king, and he stays in Balakh, which was a very far place where Hazrat Ibrahim Adham was at that time. So after hearing this, he particularly traveled to Balakh, and he reached that king and asked forgiveness. These were the conscious people. These were the people who knew how important it is to fulfill the rights of the people, Huququl Ibad. So he even traveled so far to reach that place to make sure that this haq is forgiven in this dunya. So he doesn't go with this burden on the journey of hereafter. Dearest viewers of Madni channel, the founder of Dawat Islami, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razvi Ziyai, Damat Barakatuhumul Qudsiya, in this age and time is a great role model for the Muslims. And he tries his level best to fulfill the rights of people. He is very concerned about Huququl Ibad. He always motivates people, and he is very careful about Huququl Ibad himself. So he says, while making the minds of his devotees that Huququllah, if Allah wills, he can forgive with his mercy. But the matter of Huququl Ibad is very difficult. It's very hard. That when that person whose haq was violated, if he does not forgive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive. Even though it is not wajib upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep this system, he has the power if he wants to forgive anyone for no reason, he can forgive. But this is his will, that if anyone violates the haq of any other person, then he must seek forgiveness from that person. And if that person is pleased with him, forgives him, then only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that person. Once Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhumul Qudsiya said, while motivating his devotees, with the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from the childhood I understood to fulfill the rights of the people. When I was a small boy, I did not understand the difference between right and wrong properly. I was at that age. I was an orphan, belonged to a very poor family. In order to earn some money, we used to clean roasted chanas, which is gram, and peanuts. And we would get few cents as labor for doing that work. All together, all family members, we used to remove the shells of peanuts and grams. Because I was small, sometimes I would eat few pieces of that. But I used to get very worried and used to tell my mother that, please ask the owner of these grams and peanuts to forgive me because I've eaten few pieces. And my mother used to tell the owner that children eat two pieces, three pieces, for example. So he would say, no problem, that's fine. But then I used to get worried that, but I have eaten more than two pieces, maybe three pieces, maybe four, maybe five. But my mother says two pieces. And then when I grew up and started to understand things, I realized that this was an idiom that was used. It doesn't mean exactly two, it means few. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, we learn from this discourse that the matter of Huquq al-Ibad is very sensitive. On the Day of Judgment, if Allah wills, He can forgive His rights to whomsoever He wills. But if someone has violated the rights of the people, he can be in very serious difficulty, because until and unless that person whose haq was violated does not forgive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive that person. So how serious this matter is. In the dunya, people violated each other's rights. They insult people, they oppress, violate the safety and security rights of other people, cause fear in them, take their money, do not return it. So there are many ways that people violate the haq of other people. They must know and understand that on the Day of Judgment, they will be in serious trouble. On the Day of Judgment, there will be no malu dawlat. There will be no gold and silver, dirham, dinar, dollars, pounds, rupees. There will be no money. So only way to fulfill someone's right would be to give your good deeds away to that person, or take his sins and his sins be added to your book of deeds. How dangerous this can be. As we learned from Hadith Mubarakah, that a person would end up giving all his good deeds and then finally he will end up taking sins of other people, carry them on his head and then thrown into Jahannam. On the Day of Judgment, we learned from Hadith Mubarakah that even the revenge would be taken from animals for the violation of rights which they have violated for other animals. This is the proof of justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fairness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day, no injustice will be done to anyone. And we learn from this discourse that one is safe to fulfill the right of the person in the dunya. Otherwise, on the Day of Judgment, it will become very difficult, because then you have to give away your good deeds and you have to take sins of that person. And this is a big loss. Any intelligent person who knows how to do profitable trade will never enter into a deal or into a business that he cannot see profit coming to him. So how can people violate other people's rights and do not sort that issue out in the dunya? And we learned from this discourse that biggest bankrupt, biggest poor person in this ummah is that person who will come with his book of deeds full of good deeds, but he has violated the rights of the people and they will take all his good deeds away. And he'll be bankrupt and he'll be left with nothing. And we learn from this discourse that Buzurgani Deen, our pious elders, our pious predecessors, they were very careful about Hukukul Ibad. As we heard the story of Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya, had a great Madani mind from the childhood regarding Hukukul Ibad. It is our duty, it is necessary upon us that we should teach our children regarding Hukukul Ibad and try to make their minds that they must never ever violate the rights of the people. So if they grow up with that understanding, inshallah azza wa jal, they will refrain from doing such things in which the violation of rights is occurred. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we may understand this very important matter and fulfill the rights of the people and not violate the rights of the people in this dunya. And may Allah save us from the trouble of hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must not make the day of Hashr as a regret for us. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
Brilliance of Ramadan 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 Brilliance of Ramadan